Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
According to a recent publication by the Central Bank, public spending increases in Ireland have been the second highest in the Eurozone for the first three quarters of 2020. Just how concerned should we be about Irish public spending? Cormac Lucy, he's the economic commentator with the Sunday Times. He joins me now. Good morning to you, Cormac.
Hi, Bobby.
You might just tell us how excessive, in your view, is this spending, Cormac, first of all, so we can get our heads around the figures.
Well, I think we need to distinguish between two types of increase in spending in the current time. One is a logical response to the pandemic, where we simply have to spend more to fix the pandemic. We have to spend more on test and trace. We have to spend more in hospitals. We'll have to spend more on vaccines.
Yeah.
The other type of spending is an increase in underlying spending that is happening in parallel with this. And in the last budget, there was over an 8% increase in core non-pandemic government spending, around about 5 billion. So even as massive swathes of the Irish economy are being put on an induced coma, large swathes of the services sector, construction, arts, the core public spending has gone up by 8% in real terms.
And that 8%, just to clarify it, is 6.7% plus a deflation of 1.5. Is that how you get that figure? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual cash amount is going up by just over 6%. And because prices dropped by 1.5% in the year ended October last, this amounts to a real increase of 8%. Now, so this is happening in a time when nobody is really seeing much increase in the resources available to them. They're seeing significant pressure on the resources available to them. And right at this time, when the outgoing Secretary General of the government department, which is supposed to keep a lid on government spending, Robert Watt, the former Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, he's moving possibly to head up the Department of Health on a much increased pay level. So the whole thing is absolutely insane from where I'm sitting. And the fact that there is no public discussion about this, no political pushback, shows how ceremonial our political system has become.
And can I just suggest, Cormac, and I'm not saying that this is right, but the pandemic, does not mean that there's a general expectation with taxpayers that we need to spend to keep us safe? But what you're arguing here is that we're masking all this other expenditure that's non-pandemic related. That's just been thrown into the pot and people are missing this.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the government, in fairness to the government, they did make a distinction in the last budget between spending growth that was pandemic related and underlying core public spending on the other hand, and it's that latter increase that I'm bugged about and that I'm a bit upset about.
Okay, well, why don't we do what Biden is doing then? Will we just end up doing what he's doing, just increasing taxes to cover these costs? Like, no one is talking about that, but that's surely the elephant in the room.
Eventually, it's hard to see any way around it other than increasing taxes. That if we cannot control government spending, and if we cannot borrow infinitely, well, then we're going to have to raise taxes. Now, that's the very, very last thing I actually want. But this is the irrevocable course that government policy is driving towards, albeit they will not say it openly. And we have a Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who is supposedly in politics to fight for the people who get up early in the mornings. And he's signed off on this. The finance minister is his party colleague, Pascal Donohoe. He signed off on all of this. And they're members of what is widely termed a right-wing political party. Well, it's not right-wing from where I'm sitting. And I would personally like a right-wing party that would push back against these out-of-control spending increases.
Okay, well, listen, you've highlighted something I think that many of us have missed. So it really is thought-provoking, at least, to look at this. So Cormac Lucy, economic commentator with the Sunday Times. Thanks a million. Really enjoy your analysis.